Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, January 17th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Official data from Beijing has revealed that China saw one of its lowest levels of economic growth in decades last year. Despite lifting all of its COVID-19 restrictions, China couldn't escape a collapse of its property sector or weakening consumer confidence, culminating in just 5.2% full-year growth. The number, coupled with population data showing that births in the country dropped by more than 500,000 in 2023, led to a sell-off in Chinese stock markets as investors worry about future productivity in China and its ability to regain former growth levels. Inflation in the UK has risen unexpectedly. December's Consumer Price Index out this morning showed a 4% year-on-year increase in the cost of goods and services, up from November and defying economists' expectations of an inflation decline. That news sent London's FTSE 100 sliding to a 7-week low in early trading. And a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has introduced legislation that would make it a federal crime to share digitally altered nude images of real people. That follows journal reporting on an incident at a New Jersey high school last year, where boys shared AI-generated nude images of female classmates without their consent. While a handful of states have outlawed the distribution of fake porn or given victims the right to sue its creators in civil court, legal experts say that federal law is lagging. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day markedly lower, with European shares also dipping in early trading. And U.S. stock futures have fallen ahead of today's data on retail sales, which will give investors a fresh take on consumer spending, one of the biggest drivers of the U.S. economy. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.